down unto the lamp upon the throne. We raise our sound. Every time we see the dawning of a new day, we raise our sound. We raise our praises to the King of Kings. We raise our praises to the Lord of Lords. We raise our praises to the I Am that I Am. We raise our praises to Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Shaddai, omnipotent, omnipresent, and He is all in all. We raise our sound, we give You the glory, we say thank You, God. We thank You because You are the one who rules in the affairs of our lives. You are the pillar that holds our lives. We bless and appreciate You with joy in our hearts. We say thank You, God. We give You the glory, we exalt You. Because You are good, You are kind, You are more than what we can think or express. We say thank You, God, for everything. We lift Your name. Thank You for what You have done. Thank You for what You are doing. Thank You for what You will do. Thank You for who You are. We exalt You. We appreciate You. We say thank You, God, for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, today is the 21st day in the month of March 2026, and we are grateful to God for another opportunity to be among the living soul. We do not take this for granted. I want us to make these words of declaration as we go today. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I go out today, the Lord will continually be my shield. He will be my strength. He will be the pillar that holds my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord surrounds me. He guides my going out and my coming in. My life is preserved in the hands of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the favor of the Lord. I enjoy the covering of the Lord. I enjoy the preservation of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the help of the Lord today in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me all around in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord more than what I have known in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks greater things for me. The blood of Jesus speaks volumes for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord goes ahead of me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. It is well with my family. It is well with all that concerns me in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. We are grateful to God for another Saturday in the month of March. The grace of the Lord has kept us thus far. And we'll be looking at the scripture in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. We'll be reading verse 19 to 20. It says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamp without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you, who by Him who believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God." Amen. Today we'll be talking about the blood of Jesus. And I want us to know that the blood of Jesus does the work of wholeness. There is nothing on earth, there is no medical prescription that can do the work of wholeness. Prescription always works for what it has been prescribed for. But the blood of Jesus does the work of wholeness. That means it carries the totality of wholeness. It carries the power and the authority that we need to be whole for our lives. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious. The blood of Jesus Christ carries the same power and potency the name carries. We know the name of Jesus carries authority on earth, underneath the earth, and above the earth. That is, in heaven. The blood of Jesus carries the same power. The blood of Jesus Christ was not shed to be wasted over anybody. It was shed for a reason, for a purpose. And the purpose must be fulfilled in our lives. So remember, the blood of Jesus is not a waste. It can never be a waste. It was shed for a purpose. Although it was shed, it never died. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, His blood did not die. His blood still carries the power and the authority, because His purpose for shedding was to carry life, to carry power of wholeness that our life needs. The purpose of the shedding was for you and me, for the redemption of our lives. Our choices will determine the potency of His power in our lives. The blood of Jesus is redemptive in nature, and His redemptive power is plenteous. just name the case. The blood of Jesus carries the power of life to redeem all, to save, to deliver, to settle everything that needs to be settled. Psalm 130 verse 7 says, "For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption." Like I said, the blood of Jesus carries wholeness. That is why it is plenteous in redemption. We need to daily activate the blood of Jesus Christ to enjoy his redemptive power. How often do you and I activate the blood of Jesus Christ? No matter how we call the blood of Jesus Christ, it can never reduce. The blood of Jesus Christ does not reduce in quantity, no matter how we call it. It doesn't reduce in power, no matter how we call it. It can never be exhausted. All we just need to do is activate the blood of Jesus Christ. Daily activation. When you feel that you need it, activate it. When you feel with your human sense and think there is no need of it, activate it ahead of time, because the blood of Jesus is needed to redeem the days. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Redeeming the time daily, because the days are evil. Either we know the evil is coming or not, let us always redeem the blood of Jesus Christ." Because the blood of Jesus Christ carries the redemptive power to redeem, renew our day ahead of us. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious. There is no other fountain I know. There is no other fountain that carries that power that the blood of Jesus carries. There is no fountain that carries the source that the blood of Jesus Christ carried. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for my pardon, for your pardon, for our cleansing, for our atonement. It is not for the works of righteousness or the religious work that we have done. It was shed for our peace. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for our hope. It was shed for our restoration. It was shed to redeem us from the power of death. It was shed to give us deliverance and victory at all times. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for our righteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious. Don't take it for granted. Don't reduce its power in your life by disobedience or lack of faith. The value of the blood of Jesus Christ is second to none. Nothing can be compared with the blood of Jesus. Nothing can match the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is the ransom that was paid for our lives from every destruction, from every negativity that has been written against our life. The blood of Jesus Christ is there to deliver our life from the curse of the law, from every handwriting that is written against our life. The blood of Jesus is there to come and redeem our lives. The blood of Jesus Christ is what we need daily. We need it every time, every day of our lives. Let us activate the blood of Jesus Christ. Activate the blood of Jesus Christ over your life, over your families, over your children, over your loved ones, over your husband. The blood of Jesus Christ oversees all. The blood of Jesus Christ goes ahead of us. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that we need in this time. The blood of Jesus Christ makes us overcomers, because the Bible says we overcome the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies in Revelation. The blood of Jesus gives us victory. I want us to begin to consciously activate the blood of Jesus Christ, because the blood of Jesus was shed to do the work of redemption in plenteous way. All we need to do is to activate it. Activate it in the morning, at noon, in the night. Teach your children how to activate the blood of Jesus Christ. Activate the blood of Jesus consciously over your lives, because the blood of Jesus Christ is all that we need. The blood of Jesus Christ is the seal for our lives. The blood of Jesus Christ is the passcode we need in this journey of life to become an overcomer. In the plague of this end time, the blood of Jesus Christ is the key we need, covering, preservation, and protection. Exodus 12:13 says, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." The blood of Jesus is the covering we have over deaths. The blood of Jesus covers all that we can't even think of, because it is plenteous in redemption. Let us begin to activate the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus ahead of me, the blood of Jesus behind me, the blood of Jesus inside, the blood of Jesus beside me, the blood of Jesus in my future, the blood of Jesus all around me. I dedicate and I soak my life, my name, with the blood of Jesus. Wherever my name is mentioned, the blood of Jesus speaks for me. Wherever the name of my family, my husband, is mentioned, the blood of Jesus speaks for us. I want us to remember, the blood of Jesus is all that we need in this end time. The blood of Jesus is plenteous in redemption. I want us not to forget that the blood of Jesus is the confidence that we have because we have been redeemed. We have surrendered our life to Jesus. When we refuse to surrender our lives to Jesus, we don't have this consciousness. We don't have this confidence to activate the blood of Jesus because it is in Him we live, we breathe, and we have our being. When we surrender our lives to Jesus, we'll be free and be confident to activate the blood of Jesus. If you have not given your life to Christ, you might not have this confidence. Surrender your all to Him so that you can receive this confidence to be able to activate it. As we go, I pray the blood of Jesus will work great and mighty things in our life. Our testimony will abound in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go today, the grace of the Lord goes with us. The blood of Jesus speak greater things for us in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over Nigeria, that the blood of Jesus will do the great work of redemption in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Good morning once again. God bless us. Have a wonderful day.